This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
How you doing, Kip? It's good to be doing this show in the 12th week.
It is, Coach. We're 1-0 in 6A football, and there's 16 teams just like us. We go up tomorrow. Last week, and we beat the Mustangs 34-13 and looked good third quarter, halfway through the third quarter and beyond. We dominated the football game. Your thoughts about that playoff game last week?
Oh, absolutely like the way we finished the game. And, you know, and we had some bright spots in the first quarter as well. And, you know, we just, unfortunately, ran out of time trying to score right there at the end of the half. But, halfway through the third quarter, we picked up the accelerator. We had a nice drive, and then, you know, that drive finished for the touchdown in the fourth quarter to start it, and then we scored, I believe, on every possession in the fourth until the clock ran out.
Coach, the thing that you had to be pleased with the most, probably, and I can't read your mind, but the physicality of the way we played last week, you had to be pleased with that, especially in the second half.
Oh, yeah, and think about, how about one of our offensive linemen got excessive blocking penalty? Whenever you get an excessive block, that's the first time I've ever heard of that. Whenever you get an excessive blocking penalty, you got to you got to be okay with that. All it was our Caleb Cook drove his guy off the ball so bad he ran into the umpire, and the umpire for some reason called a flag. But it is what it is. Yeah, I guess it looked a little excessive to him since he got ran over. But I don't know. I was very pleased with the way we had yards after contact. Both the running backs ran extremely hard, but you know, Jacoby Hill, you know, he got the 912 player sports of the player of the week this week, and it was because of his effort in running and catching the football. But I really loved our execution,
Coach. Offensive line, I want to talk a little bit about those guys. I mean, they never get any publicity. But, man, they were physical last Friday, and they, you know, a lot of run blitzing by Morrow. Still, we were able to run the football significantly in that football game.
Oh, yes. And, of course, Caleb Cook leads the offensive line. And, you know, Kenia Charlton does a really good job. Xavier Ramsey has done a really good job. And it was nice to have Roderick back, you know, healthy. And, you know, that's the first time he's been healthy since Richmond Hill. So, it was good to have him back in the rotation. He actually had a really good game as well.
Coach, receivers, we made some good catches. You know, we caught some balls, and we were able to be balanced on offense Friday night, and that opened a lot of things up for us.
Of course, whenever we're balanced, that's when we're playing the best. And yeah, the receiving corps did really good. You know, also the running backs catching the ball out of the backfield, they did a good job doing that as well. But, you know, Che had a couple of key catches. You know, Kyle Patterson had a couple of key catches. And so did who else? Xavier Bean.
Tyrese
Jones. Yeah, they it was just a by a committee type deal. And then, of course, Jacoby Hill catching the ball in the backfield did a tremendous job there as well. He led us in receiving with 98 yards.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we don't talk about punters a lot, but Kyle Reberg had a 57-yard punt in that football game.
That was the first punt of the game, I believe. It switched field positions.
We
actually went like 3-and-out on that first drive or something like that. We didn't really move the ball the first time we had it, and he boomed it. Put us in a great field position, and then when we got the ball on the second drive, we were able to score, and it was because of the field position battle, and Kyle was the reason for it.
Coach, these running backs, I know I ask you every week about these running backs, but Jacoby Hill, he's going to get some offers coming up. He's starting to get a reputation out there, and the recruiters are probably starting to call you already about this young man. Three touchdowns in the contest, and the thing about him is the yards after contact with him. He gets hit, he breaks tackles, and college coaches love to see that.
The other thing he does well that gets unnoticed, not by college coaches, but gets unnoticed to the, I guess, to just the general public, is his ability to pass pro and pass block and run block. He's truly does all three phases extremely well. He runs the ball well. He catches the ball well out of the backfield, and then he can pick up blitzers in the pass game, and then he can also block for the other running back. So he's a true team player.
Coach, you talked about pass protection, especially with running backs. That is underrated because that's like having an extra blocker to protect your quarterback, especially when teams are blitzing us.
Oh, it really is. And we are very fortunate with him and Ree Simmons both are very good at it. And so that way they alternate doing it, and it makes us, you know, where you don't know who's going out for a pass and who's staying in the block. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, one of those goes out for and blocks.
Coach, defensively, Friday night against Morrow, I thought we had a great game plan. We set the edge, and the Callaway kid, he didn't do much against us. He hurt us a couple of times, but he didn't hurt us the way that other teams have hurt us so far, like Camden and all, attacking the edge. He was probably the best athlete we may have seen all regular season, just from like a explosive play thing, but we really contained him.
We really did, and hats off to the way our defense responded to a running quarterback, because the running quarterback, you know, has been giving us issues all year, but this time we kept him contained, and he was the best running quarterback we've seen all year. So hats off for the way they played. They played, it was a great scheme, and it was great effort. The plays that he hurt us with mainly at, you know, was when he extended plays and threw, you know, threw a touchdown pass and threw another one that set up their second touchdown. And it was because we had a bust coverage in the back because he extended the play to make something happen. So we did a very good job against him. I'm very pleased with the way we played him.
The thing I like the best, though, is he could not finish the ball game at quarterback because of the physicality of our defense.
Yeah, he ended up rolling up his ankle on a kick return, and he couldn't finish the game. And once he left the game, they didn't even get a first down.
Coach, when we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit more about the Morrow game, and then we'll get into the round of 16 as we travel to Harrison High School to play the Hoyas. More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit, all deals subject to final approval of deal and principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach, our defensive backs, if we'd have caught the football, we could have had 4 or 5 interceptions Friday night. But we broke on the football well. We made a lot of great plays in the secondary and could have had a lot of interceptions. And you had to be pleased with the way that group played.
Oh, definitely. Devin, you know, he had 3 pass breakups that all could have been picks. Yeah. Freddie dropped one that hit him in his chest. That would have been a nice pick 6. And then we actually had a pick 6. that Devontae Gadsden's did, but that one, it was called back, but we still got the interception.
Coach, so on that interception by Devontae, what happened? I mean, what was there a block in the back or somewhere like that?
Yeah, it was way away from the play. Our freshman D lineman got a little excited and had a free shot on somebody, and he took it from the blind side and kind of clipped him in the back shoulder, part of his shoulder, and it caused a touchdown.
Coach, Justin Acra probably played one of his better games of his career at Brunswick High Friday night. And the defensive line as a whole kind of set the tone up front to kind of slow down that run game for Morrow. Talk a little bit about that group.
Yeah, we noticed that they had to make a change on their offensive line, and they moved a guard out the tackle who wasn't used to playing it. And we were just watching them trying to play tackle and pass setting. And their defensive end was rushing by, and we're like, Justin's faster than that defensive end. So we put Justin on him, and he just murdered him.
You know what he told me after the game, Coach? I was talking to him after the game while we were waiting on the pizza to get there. He said, I had my way with him. I noticed that his feet were slow, so I was kind of giving him a little double move, and he couldn't keep up with me. So I figured him out. That's what he told me.
Well, he did. We put him on him, and he took care of business.
Coach, your linebackers. Man, Antonio Thomas laid some licks out there Friday night, and A.J. Wilson was bringing the lumber, too. Those guys were really packing. They were sticking it out there pretty good. You had to be pleased with your linebackers.
Oh, all three of them. Yeah. Don't forget about Buckley. He was right there with them. All three of those guys had great games.
Those guys are – you know, AJ's pretty tall, but Buckley and Antonio, man, they're like these 5'9", 205, 210-pound guys. Maybe not even that big, but they're thick.
Buckley wrestles like 165.
Okay, but he looks thicker when he's got his pads on.
Yeah, because he wears the neck brace. Oh, okay. Makes him look thick.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, what does it mean to get a playoff win with a relatively young football team?
No, it's huge because, and you still hope these playoff wins continue, but it definitely sets the perimeter for the following season with the young guys in particular. They're not going to be – next year's team won't be content just winning one playoff game or two playoff games. You're talking about it's setting a precedence as, hey, we're here, we're expected to be in the playoffs, number one, and two, we're expected to win when we get in the playoffs.
Coach, we got to go on the road again. We were South Atlanta. Well, first of all, let me go back. We had on the way home on the bus the other night, we had a medical emergency. Talk a little bit about A.J. Armstrong and how he's doing, because there's a lot of people out there that are concerned about the young man and have been praying for him.
Oh yeah, he's doing really good. I mean, he's gonna make a good recovery. But we had a scare. His stomach was bothering him on the bus ride home, and it was on the tackle where the quarterback actually got hurt. AJ's the one that made that tackle, and he said his stomach was bothering him a little bit at the game, but he was okay for a while. But then when we got to Dublin, which was about the halfway mark, on the way home, he said his stomach was really hurting bad, and he got on the bus that I was on, and then he lasted about another 35, 40 minutes, and then we had to pull the bus over that our trainer was on and get him because he threw up a couple of times. He just wasn't doing good, and so we called the ambulance, just in case we felt something might be wrong internally, and sure enough, he had a he had some bleeding internally that they had to get fixed, and so he had an operation to get all that stuff taken care of, and he's doing well now. He's in recovery in Savannah Memorial, and right now he's a little upset, a little down because he can't be with us Friday, but he's doing well. I haven't got to see him yet. I'm hoping to be able to go up and see him on Thursday.
Coach, how important now, wins and losses, people kind of judge you on that, but, part of being a coach is looking out for the well-being of your players, and how important is for every high school football program to have a certified athletic trainer?
Oh, I think it's a must. It's a must. Yeah, it really is. To have a certified trainer, I think that should be it's important as having your assistant coaches and to have someone out there and make sure that trainer, you know, is like you said, certified is a professional, not just an extra coach out there watching, but somebody that really knows, you know, what they're doing.
That could have been a tragedy. If he didn't get to the hospital, Lord knows what would have happened.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad Chantel, she's our trainer. I'm glad she made that call.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Coaches Show is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, we got to go up to Kennesaw, Georgia Friday night and play the Harrison Hoyas. They're 11-0, ranked second in Class 6A, and all major ranking, processes or whatever around the state, AJC, everybody's got them ranked in the top two teams in the state. They're a good football team. We're watching them on film right now. Talk a little bit about what they do on offense, then we'll get to the defensive side of the ball.
I mean, they're a run first team, but they'll hit you with number six. He's a really good running back. He does a good job for him, but number three and number one will hit you with speed sweeps on the outside edge, and then they can throw the ball. I mean, they're a run first, but they are a balanced team. They got a really good quarterback, a big offensive line. So you're talking about a really good football team. Offensively, they do a little bit of it all. I mean, really, they'll run some inside zone. They'll turn around, run power. They run outside zone concepts with the speed sweeps and little play. It's like a counter trade type play is what we call it. But they make a living off those plays. They're simple and they execute extremely well.
So they're not a big throwing team.
No, they're both. Okay. They mix it up, but I think you have to be able to take away the run first in order to make them throw.
Coach, defensively, they seem to be flying around to the football. They got some guys in that secondary that look like they're good athletes and cover well. Their corners look extremely physical. What are we going to have to do to establish some offense against these guys?
Know our assignments. Play quality, good football. I mean, we got to sustain blocks. We have to run good routes. We have to make right reads. And if we just go up and play good football, I mean, the bottom line is just play the way we're coached to play and don't try to do too much. Do your job. If we do our job and take it one snap at a time, one play at a time, move the sticks, get first downs, and eventually you'll get in the end zone. Now, with saying that, we have to take shots against them every so often. You're going to have to keep them honest. If you don't, if you try to, you know, just nickel and dime this team, they're going to make you make mistakes, and you're going to pay for them. We're going to have to take shots to keep them back, to keep them off of us.
Coach, we got another long bus ride, going on the chartered buses this week, and talk a little bit about the travel schedule. I know we're going to have, it's about an hour further north this week. We got to leave a little bit earlier. So what's Friday going to look like for the Brunswick High Pirates?
Well, one thing that we learned is we have to make sure that we get through South Atlanta before lunch. Because on a Friday, it seems like everybody in the Atlanta area after lunch wants to be on the road. So, you know, we're going to get up. We're going to leave a little earlier than we left last week. We're going to make a stop in Dublin. You know, last week we made two stops, one in Swainsboro or Statesboro, and then the next one was in Dublin. This week we're not going to make that first stop. We're going to go straight to Dublin. There we're gonna eat our sandwich. Then we're going to use the restroom. You know, hopefully it won't be as much because there's a restroom also on the charter buses. And then we're going to take off from there and go all the way from Dublin all the way up into Kennesaw. And we're going to go to Kennesaw Mountain, their school. And we're going to be able to use their field house and facilities. We're going to do a walkthrough on their field. Then we're going to leave and go to Longhorn, have some pregame meal. And then after that, we're going to the stadium.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, the weather forecast looks a lot warmer this week than it did last week. It was cold, rainy, and drizzling last week. But, you know, it could be a little wet, but the weather looks to be a little warmer. About 20 degrees warmer, actually.
Yeah, it's still going to be a little chill in the air, but, you know, it is what it is. We'll be ready to play whatever the weather is, whether it's pouring down rain or whether it's, you know, nice and crisp winter morning.
Coach, you know what impressed me last week is we got up there and we played Moro at Terra Stadium, and we had more fans in the stadium than they did.
We did, and I hated that for Moro. Yeah. I mean, that was the first time that school's been in the playoffs in a long time, and you would wish the community would support their kids better than that. But you know, our community, our true fans came and watched, the ones that could make it. I was very pleased with the way, not just showing up, but we were loud. We got after it. Our fans were into the game and they were positive, and that was the biggest thing I could take away from the fans that went up there. They were positive to our kids, and our kids feed off of that energy. When they're in there and they're yelling negative things, and our kids will drop their heads. But when our fans are yelling the positive things that they were yelling, it really helped our kids and our morale and helped us pull through and win that game.
Coach, we're one of the top 16 teams in the state. What do we have to do Friday night to be one of the top 8 teams in the state?
First things first, don't beat ourselves, you know, and we're going to have to make plays to beat them, you know, and it's just, we're going to have to play above our heads. There's no doubt about that. We're playing a very good football team that they do outmatch us in certain areas. But with that being said, it's Friday night, and not the team that has the best looking stats or whatever is the team that, you know, always wins. It's high school football, a team that gets after it and has a lot of heart, plays with a lot of energy, and a team that believes they can win will win the game. And that's what I got to have out of our kids. At the end of practice today, it was the message that we go from day one. It's play hard, have fun, expect to win. And if you do all three phases of that, if you go out and you play hard, when I mean play hard, just give 100% effort. 100% effort, mental effort and physical effort. And then having fun, man, have that relentless enthusiasm when you're flying around and patting each other on the back. And, you know, that's that positive energy. I was talking about how we feed off of that. So you want to play hard and give that 100% effort. You want to have that enthusiasm that gets your adrenaline pumping and gets you ready to rock and roll. And then you expect to win. You know, you don't go up there believing you're going to lose. You expect to win. You get up, you're early in the mornings and come to the meetings and do our early morning practices and bust your butt working in February morning workouts. And then you go out there in all that summer heat. You kill the weight room. You're doing all that so you can win football games. So we put in all the work that you're supposed to do. So if our kids really, really believe they deserve to win and go out there to win the game, then we have a chance.
Coach, we did something. This football team's done something that hadn't been done in the last 9 years around here. Let's win a playoff game. And now this football team has an opportunity to do something that hasn't been done in 20 years around here, and that's get us past the second round. What would that mean for your program?
Oh, of course it means a lot. Let's just get it done, though. I mean, I wouldn't expect for us to get it done. Yeah, I didn't come to Brunswick to be a one-and-done type team or for that just to make it to the second round. We want to be a team that is a contender for the state championship. And, again, it goes back to believing that we really can be and should be there. And let's start making some new traditions. Yeah, let's start, you know, being a team that's going to make it deep in the playoffs and every so often get that run to win a state championship or two or three in a row.
Coach, I really believe, and you know I'm a diehard, I really believe something special is starting to brew around here.
I do too. You can see the energy. You can see the character in the kids. Things are starting to change, and we just got to keep pushing forward and keep grinding and We stay on the path that we're on. Don't falter. Even clean up some other things to make it a little bit more smooth. Then it'll come forth. We just got to keep persevering.
Any last comments, Coach, before we go whip Harrison Friday night?
Just the same thing I say every year about the support. I mean every week about the support of our kids. Just make sure you can support us and understand what these kids are doing. They're doing something special. We're a family. You know, this group of kids, it's a great team. We had that little hashtag, we're all about the family, and we really, really believe that and want y'all to be a part of it.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Pirate Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates.
We'll see you next week.